Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
All right, today's is a little bit deeper. We're going to have to tell something deep about yourself, which is, are you ready for this?
Let's hear it.
What's the biggest personal change you've ever made, DZ?
Biggest personal change I've ever made. I guess, I don't know, man. I could give the basic, having a family.
Well, if that changed your life, that changed your life. That's a huge personal change. Having children's a big change.
Obviously, it changed my life. That feels like a basic answer.
Why is that obvious? People have kids that act exactly the same. It doesn't change their life. I see it all the time.
Well, true.
Some people don't care.
Well, because my life didn't stay exactly the same. My life changed.
So, but it's a personal change. So, yeah. I think, obviously, mine would be I changed the way I eat, and I made a commitment to it.
Yeah.
I also made a commitment to my mental health to work on a lot of the things I didn't like about myself. And I made a lot of changes, and I still screw up all the time and make changes. But I've had to have more self-awareness. That was a big personal change I made. So those are a few of mine. I would say self-awareness and changing my diet were two of the things I had to tap into to really make big changes.
Yeah, really mm-hmm. get yourself grounded. Mm-hmm. Okay, I like that. Those are good, man.
Maybe somebody decided to get into religion or get out.
Yeah.
Maybe somebody got divorced. Maybe somebody got married finally after not wanting. I don't know.
It could be a myriad of things. I mean, it could be something as simple as, for example, when I decided to come here, that's a big change.
You switched jobs.
That's a big change.
That was a huge personal change that affected the whole trajectory of your life.
Facts. No, that's very good. That's just actually saying. Better than what I was going to say. Because
what were you going to say?
One major change I made in my life was deciding to cut my dreads.
Oh, that was huge. Well, then that's a big one.
I had committed to dreads for so long. I had them for 9 years.
Well, did you have them that long?
Mm-hmm. I had them that long.
I can't imagine having something for 9 years visually on my body, and then it's gone.
It's a lifestyle. It's a commitment.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I would borderline hair stuff. All right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But the energy on them, really, I had just dipped so much of myself into them. And one day I woke up and I was like, man, these ain't mine no more. And
really?
I woke up and I was like, these aren't my locks anymore. Huh. And I can't explain that feeling to you unless you've gone through that. But when that happened, I was like, well, time to chop them.
I know it's not the same, but it's kind of like when I had the same nails for 6 months and I went, this ain't me anymore.
Yeah.
I'm a new person. I don't know why, but I don't want pink nails anymore. This isn't my vibe.
That's a personal change. That's a big one too. Cause when you're, it's like a creature of habit. You do something for so long and you change it. That's huge.
Yep. See, that's a good one. So you got rid of your dreads. Okay. 414-533-1037. So the question of the day is, what's the biggest personal change you've ever made? I said the way I eat and having more self-awareness, working on myself. DZ said getting rid of his dreads after 9 years.
Yeah, it was wild.
I get why that would be a big deal. So we'll talk to you guys next.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
All right, the question of the day is, what's the biggest personal change you've ever made? We're going to start with Emily in Menominee Falls this morning and see what she has to say. Good morning, Emily.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, good morning. How you doing?
Yeah, what's the biggest...
Good, how are you guys?
Great. What's the biggest personal change you've ever made?
Probably trying to prioritize myself rather than doing for favors for everybody else.
Oh, that's a good one.
You know, everyone will ask you to do something and then you'd stretch yourself so thin trying to make everyone else happy.
Hi.
And at the end of the day, you're like, man, that was exhausting.
Right. Now I ain't got no time or energy for me.
You were worried about everybody else and not taking care of yourself. Yep. Yep.
Exactly. So just trying to prioritize myself.
Well, and maybe one of the things you learned was to say no.
Right.
Absolutely. And my husband loved that because he's like, yeah, we're not doing that. So now I don't have to.
Oh, I get that. He was like, stop dragging us everywhere to
do
this.
He was exhausted by default.
Because you were volunteering his time too.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Good
Emily,
one.
You're funny. That was great.
That is a great one. Well, I'm glad you stopped being such a yes person and started thinking about yourself a little, because that's all we got to do.
Yep.
Nobody cares. One day we're going to be dead and nobody's going to care.
Oof.
Nobody's going
to
care.
Nobody's going to care if you showed up to the barbecue.
Tough pill, dog.
No, definitely not.
Yeah. The third cousin of the friend you know who invited you and you don't really want to go, but you feel bad because they invited you.
Just say hello. Not worth it.
An hour tops. Then we're leaving.
Midwest nice. Come on.
It took us an hour to get here.
That's so true. Midwest
nice. Oh, Emily.
Jinx, we appreciate your call.
Bye, Emily.
All right. Have a good day.
You too.
Ebony's calling next. She finally earned her own theme song, driving from Pewaukee to Milwaukee every morning after work.
PKE to MKE?
What?
Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling.
Hey, what's poppin'?
What's good?
You, girl. What's the biggest personal change you ever made, Ebony?
Just the way I eat and to prioritizing mental health along with like physical health. And, you know, I dropped like 100 pounds doing that.
Nice.
Wait, did we know this about
Big
you?
Nice. I don't think so.
No, not at all. Not at all. You guys learn new things every time I call. What?
Look at her. Look at her just dropping little gems on us.
Okay. So how did you lose 100 pounds? Was it Ozempic?
I wish, girl. But no. I woke up one day and I was like, you know, I'm tired of like my legs hurting. I'm tired of my back hurting. I'm tired of not being up longer than I should be. So I decided to just go in my kitchen, throw away everything that was bad, and now I only eat things like meat, vegetables, and fruits,
like me.
Grains, stuff
she
like
snapped.
That.
She snapped.
The flip. Yep.
My doctor was telling me you're going to be diabetic if you don't get this together, and I didn't want to do that because honestly, that sounds like too much work for me.
This is when someone quits smoking like cold turkey and they just change their life for the better.
Right.
Well, props to you. You lost 100 pounds. I say that's a pretty big personal change.
And like it changes your mental, it changes my mind, it changed the way I look.
Ebony, when you change, it sounds corny, but when I started eating cleaner, my mind changed. Mm-hmm. Like, it mentally, the type of food you put in your body, processed food does affect your brain. I don't care what anybody says.
100%.
Because I've eaten clean and I've eaten tons of processed, and I can tell the clarity versus what I'm putting in my body. It changes everything.
I was so traumatized based off the food that was in the bottom of my stomach.
That's crazy to say. I was traumatized by the food that was in my stomach, dog.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Knowledge is power. It'll freak you out.
Ebony,
I'm a baddie on a forklift.
I'm a baddie on a forklift.
Let's go. We'll talk to you later,
bye,
fam.
Bye, Ebony.
All right, bye. I know y'all. Get off my line.
What? I hung up on her because of that.
She called us.
She said, get off my...
You know what? I'm actually going to say that now to people. Get off my line. That's the next one.
She's too funny, bro.
Lindsay's in Franksville. We'll go to her next.
Lindsay.
Hey.
Good morning.
Morning.
I would say get off my line, but we haven't talked to you yet.
I mean,
Ebony's way too awake for me. My alarm went off at like 3 o'clock this morning. So
Ebony makes you sound depressed.
I'm like, man, I'm trying to pick it up a little bit.
She'll make a lot of us sound depressed, but you hear that energy? Cord is wild. But no, good morning, Lindsay.
My biggest personal change, I would not have my theme song without it. I came out 20 years ago.
Hey.
To be honest to myself and became more confident and more myself. And in about 9 days, I'll have a beautiful wife and move in with the kids. So lots more personal changes coming too.
You know, I can't imagine how hard it must be to live your life as somebody else, pretending to be somebody else, so the fear of society and what people are going to say, and how freeing it must be when people are able to come out and say, surprise, I'm gay.
Right.
Everybody suck it. I'm going to do what I want. I'm happy. Free.
Or don't.
Or don't.
Whatever you want.
Or don't do that. Actually, you're right.
Weight off your shoulders and just being you and being happy. And
Yeah, this is when the truth will really set you free like that.
That's a big, big, big change. We'll see you at Pride Fest, Lindsay.
And that part.
For real.
For sure.
Not for real, though. We're going to be there.
No, for real.
For real.
We'll see you there.
There we go.
All right, Lindsay. Great one. We'll talk to you later, fam.
Bye.
Somebody said I stopped being a people pleaser, and it changed my whole life. Now everyone in my adult life knows I tell the truth, even if it's harsh, and they appreciate it. That's from Jamie in Franklin.
You know how hard that is to do when you've people pleased or been taught to people please your whole life, right?
It is hard.
Right, you know?
Because I still, as people think I'm so rude and blunt, but I'm still a people pleaser at times, and I go, enough!
Enough!
You're so worried about these people. You've said it to me, DZ. Stop making choices based on everybody else.
I have. You're wrong.
It's true. We all do it. Let's go last but not least to Saucy Sandra.
Uh-oh. Mm-hmm.
Trouble. I'm different. Yeah, I'm different. She's trouble.
I'm different. Hey there, hey, my friend.
Morning,
hey.
Sauce.
Hey. What's the biggest personal change you've ever made, Sandra?
I had to love myself, show myself love, instead of showing everybody else the love that I wasn't showing me.
Aww.
That's deep.
That is deep.
That's how I lost all my weight. All of a sudden, it's just like, oh, I think I'm going to start loving myself and caring about myself. And as soon as I did that, it just melted off.
Mm-hmm. And then you start losing weight and you feel good.
Mm-hmm.
And then the feeling of feeling good keeps you motivated.
And it encompasses everything. Yep. So like my mental health was better. My physical health was better. Everything.
Wow. Crazy how everything just starts to get a little bit better once you start to love yourself just a little bit more.
Fact.
Big time. Fact. Thanks, Saucy. We're glad that happened for you, and we're glad you're doing better.
Yes, and I got to say, get it, Ebony. Losing 100 pounds, yes.
It's an accomplishment. Right.
For real. We'll talk to you later, Sauce.
Bye,
Sauce.
Much love, guys.
Love, peace.
Somebody texted in, biggest change, I started dating women.
I mean, hi.
Somebody else said, I was a bleach blonde for 7 years, recently just went full brunette. I look like a completely different person. That's what would happen if I did it.
Allie, you know what's wild is I thought, because mine is my hair when I cut my locks, I thought, what if Allie just changed your hair? Just randomly
would
went.
Would you die?
Just Wendy Black.
I've done it. I'll do it again.
Really?
I don't think it's for me. I think I look better with blonde hair.
Okay.
But I have gone dark. I don't know. Maybe I need to go dark in the winter.
Or you go red and you look like Donna from that 70s show.
I red. Like, I already have red. Like, I'm a strawberry blonde. So you could probably make me red quicker than you could make me dark.
I see it. No, you know I see I mean? It. But
my mom's a redhead.
How about blue?
Too far? It's not. And my kids would look at me and go, you are too old to put blue in your hair, mom.
That would make you a cool mom.
Well, I think so.
I think
so. But they would tell me I'm cringe, so no.
You got a problem? What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
All right, so the problem is Tina got fired by text.
Mm-hmm.
And she wants to know what to do now.
Claims she's a great employee, but over the last few months has had some things happen.
Mm-hmm.
And now woke up to a text that said, yeah, thank you for your service, basically, as being a server.
Deuces,
right. Like, after going in and talking to a manager, how she felt like she needed more hours or another job for more money.
Yeah.
They said, all right, bye.
They were not having it. Well, Tanya, who has not called in a minute, is calling from Kenosha this morning. One of our regulars.
Yeah, Tanya?
Dust off the theme song.
That's what that is?
Uh-huh. And you know what she says to me?
What?
She goes, I'm sorry, Allie. I've been in Puerto Rico and St. Thomas. And I was like, you just shut your mouth, Tanya. Because I've been in New Berlin and Brookfield and West Dallas, and it doesn't look like Puerto Rico.
Not at all. Tanya been out there screaming, oh, wepa, wepa.
There I was in the heart of Milwaukee going, this isn't the beach.
This is not the beach. Okay, Tanya, well, I guess excuse
Rude.
Since you was in Puerto Rico.
That's right.
Nice. All right. That's dope.
No, that's awesome. We're happy for you. But seriously, what should Tina do?
So it sounds like groveling isn't going to change it. She's just going to lose, you know, that feeling of respect. She just got to keep her chin up. Don't let that crown fall, girl.
Mm-hmm.
That first conversation where they showed they weren't supportive after you went through whatever you went through should have been all the indication you needed that they were not standing behind you despite all that effort. Go find you somewhere that cares.
That part.
Yeah, absolutely. And somebody texted in, there's no servers union.
That's true. That's very true.
It's actually a really funny comment.
Y'all know what I thought of? I'm sure this is probably more of a misunderstanding, but it does seem like they were trying to phase her out for some reason. Even though her coming in could have come off as them taking it and gone, oh, she's going to quit. Let's fire her before she does.
Well, the fact that she was, you know, slowly being taken off the schedule, I think proves that.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Well, yeah, but
it was down to 3 days a week. Then it was like, okay, we're good.
Does this give her...
Red flags are red flags, not a carnival. Walk away, girl.
Yes. Ooh. Take the hint.
Boom.
And somebody else said file unemployment. Yeah, I mean.
I was just about to say, you could file unemployment because you got fired.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Tina, you're good.
And they didn't give notice. So,
right. You're definitely good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they'd fight that. I don't think they got grounds to argue.
Mm-mm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Tanya, it was nice to hear from you today. We're glad you had a good trip.
Thank you. Bye, guys.
Bye. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. David's in Maguanago. He is working hard to get his theme song. He said, I got up and went to the gym early just to call in and get my day four of the theme song.
David, good morning.
David.
Good morning. Good morning.
Where do I find a man as dedicated as you to the cause? My Lord.
The cause.
Those judges by our worst characters.
David, what do you think Tina should do?
Man, so it's okay. When you guys were talking, has she talked to a manager since she got a text so that she knows that she didn't get spoofed?
Probably not. I don't think so. I think she just kind of took it and said, well, I guess I'm fired.
How are you going to get spoofed, though, David? You know it's your boss texting you. You have their number.
You're saying April Fool's?
Yeah. You think it was a spoof?
Think she got hacked?
Well, I mean, just in general, I mean, I wouldn't think text is an appropriate way to let somebody go regardless.
Oh, it's not. You know, but
they don't need a reason, but you should at least verbally talk to somebody afterwards. But
I get what he's saying.
Said, you should, but
move yourself on and go somewhere where you're appreciated at the end of the day.
I get what he's saying. He's saying call at least for clarification and say, hey, just making sure person to person that I am being let go.
Well, that's obviously like, I feel like that's common courtesy, like doing the right thing 101, telling your employees, calling them. But we do all kinds of stuff on text and email now. I broke up with somebody over a text, and I have no regrets about that. None.
I feel like personal is different than business.
I would do it again. Why? It's all rude. Gee, it's rude either way to text someone and end something, whether it's a job or, you know, you should be communicating.
You should be communicating. Yeah. And I mean, the truth is, I've had to let go of people through text message. Absolutely hated.
See.
But it's because I was left no choice.
When you're working somewhere, you'd be petty Betty and make them at least say it to your face that they're going to let you go.
Ooh, be like, oh, you want to manage? Manage. Say it to my face and fire me to my face, because that's one of the hardest things in being a manager is having to let people go unless you don't like them.
And David's coming from a real place. I mean, he's, not to put your business out there, he's in charge of people. He is, so he has to manage individuals.
Oh, that's why he saw the red flag immediately. He went, who fires somebody over text?
Right. So he's saying respect at least.
Which means that they're doing her a favor, David.
Mm-hmm.
Technically. This is working out for Tina, you guys.
Really?
Honestly. David, are you alive?
I think we lost
David.
Yeah, I'm here.
I thought we lost you.
I don't want to breathe too heavy into the phone, be a creeper.
He said, I'm still breathing heavy from my workout.
David, I almost called 911 and sent them to your house. Don't do that to us.
But I'll tell you what, if I texted Karen, I guarantee you she's coming to work and she's going to let me have it.
One of his employees.
Yeah.
That would not be the day. You got to be careful, man. Being let go through text can send some people over the edge. Not to get on no PSA, but being person to person is just the best way to always have a conversation with somebody regardless.
That's true. Thank you, David, for calling.
Have a good day.
You too, man. See you tomorrow for day five.
Start doing breath checks.
What you mean, breath checks?
David, are you breathing? When I can't hear him, I got nervous there. Somebody texted in, just go to Aldi. They're the best. I go to Aldi to shop anyway. They're saying go there to work.
Okay. I don't know about all that. I like Aldi, but I don't know if I can work at Aldi.
Well, I want to shop there.
Right.
I'm not saying I want to work there. Somebody texted in and said, reply to the text and tell them that the fact that they informed you via text shows their level of professionalism and thank them for letting you go from a job that is clearly beneath you. Then file unemployment. Okay.
I wouldn't even want to respond, to be honest, but I respect you saying so.
Yeah. And then somebody else said, as a manager for 15 years of 30 plus employees, attendance is the number one reason I fire people. I just don't do it over text.
Okay. Well, and attendance is huge. And most of these at-will employments are like that. Just remember.
It shows how dependable you are.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Is it ever acceptable, even in the technological age, to fire somebody through text? I don't think so.
I mean,
not to me.
No, but they do it.
You think we'll ever reach a level where it will be acceptable?
Yeah, it's going to be AI texting you. Yo, you're fired.
And Google AI.
Like, screw you, Google.
Text Allie. Let her know she's good. Don't come to work today. Chill out.
You think I'm kidding? Ah, 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ, good morning.
Good morning, Weppa.
Weppa.
Ha.
Ah, deep breaths, everybody.
Deep breaths, we almost through.
I gotta tell you, DZ, I know we're gonna talk about you here. Yeah. But you remember how I said I got a tetanus shot on Tuesday?
Yeah.
I am still in so much pain over this thing.
Dog, the thing is, for
what
me,
the heck?
It's always the second, third day where your arm is just limp and you know you can't move it.
Oh, they told me if I worked it out, it would be better because it would push it through my arm. And it just is like so much pain.
No.
Like, enough about me, though. I'm traumatized from my tetanus shot. What are you traumatized from today?
That's a fair thing to be traumatized by.
I mean, it still hurts.
Well, yeah, no kidding. It always does hurt.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm reluctant. Because sometimes, like, I remember the soreness.
Yeah, but
I'm
you remember when you were a kid and they said, if you step on a rusty nail and you don't have a tetanus shot, you're going to die.
Lose your foot and die. Yeah. So that's why I still get my tetanus shot. Yeah.
The rusty nail story got us every time.
Got everybody every time.
And because when have you ever stepped on a rusty nail?
I did once.
Stop.
I have.
Okay.
It was wild. Me and my wife have both stepped on rusty nails.
I'm embarrassed. I stepped on a nail when I was a kid, too.
See? So
this is even worse. Okay, never mind.
Had we not had that tetanus shot, who knows where we'd be, bro?
You're right. No feet. One foot.
We were traumatized as kids.
We'd be on the air with 1 foot each. That's where we'd be.
We'd be 2 feet in person. We'd be... Stop. Stop.
We're like Siamese twins.
Oh, God.
We have to use one leg to walk.
We'd kill potato sack race, though.
You know what? We're on the air. I just realized we're on the air.
Oh, that's right. We're doing a job. Right.
And we're making our normal inappropriate jokes off the air. Okay, so DZ, what traumatized you at the store for real? You said this to me, and I was like, what happened?
See, what's funny is we're talking about us being traumatized as kids.
Mm-hmm.
It's not me being traumatized.
What?
I traumatized a child. I'm sorry.
On purpose?
No, kind of.
What is wrong with you?
Not really? I said, no. Yeah, a little bit. See, but what happened was, and let me explain.
Here's how we got here.
You're probably wondering how we got here.
Unbelievable.
I was at the store, just bopping around.
Mm-hmm.
This was, actually, it was before Mother's Day,
okay.
even. So this was...
Like, grocery store?
No. Random I was at a clothes store. Yeah,
got
I was
it.
At just oh. like a... I was at a putz around store. You know, I love to tell you, I was at Ross, baby.
Yes, I love Ross Dress for Less. It's so cheap.
I was at Ross.
I wear things once, and then I never wear them again, because they're like $3.
Exactly.
It's great.
I was bopping through the aisles,
yeah.
just looking for things,
mm-hmm.
and there happened to be either mother or grandmother
mm-hmm.
with a child. The child was no older than 5, mm-hmm. max,
mm-hmm.
absolute max. And the kid's being a little difficult.
Yeah.
I could hear it. She's talking to him in Spanish. Papito, ya. Like, stop, enough. Come here. You know, all the good stuff.
And you speak Spanish.
And I speak Spanish.
You and I have talked about, sometimes people don't realize because you're black and
right.
they're stereotypical, they
yep.
don't assume that you could be black and speak Spanish.
Right.
But you're a black Latino. So
exactly.
There's plenty of black Latinos in the world.
Afro-Latinos
yeah.
in the house.
So they don't realize you speak Spanish,
no.
but you do.
No, and
yeah.
we're all just kind of weaving through
mm-hmm.
the aisles. I haven't necessarily walked by them at all,
mm-hmm.
but she's going, come on, man, you got to chill out. And at one point, she does the tale as old as time thing that a lot of Hispanic or a lot of parents in general have
mm-hmm.
done to their child.
What is it?
If you don't chill out, that man's going to take you.
Oh, I've never told them that. But
a lot of Hispanic parents have. And she told them in Spanish. She was like, si no te calmas, ese señor te va a llevar. Well, she said, if you don't chill out, that man's going to take you. And I took it as my golden opportunity. Because this is something that permeates a lot of like stereotypes in Latin cultures where you tell somebody random.
Are you traumatizing people? Isn't that part of the core? Is that like, yes. Okay.
What it is you're telling them in your language.
Yeah.
Right? Not thinking that everybody's necessarily understanding. You're trying to get them to listen.
Uh-huh.
Right? She didn't realize.
You're not really giving the kid away.
No, you're not giving the kid away, but you're saying like, you don't chill and I am going to give you away.
Yes.
Right? Joking. I turned around and I was like, that's what I'm here for. Come on, man, let's go. In Spanish. He starts bawling.
Oh, no.
I'm talking about kid loses it. He goes to his parental and it's like, no. And I'm like, oh, Papi, I'm so sorry. Like, it was joking. I know her. She told me to say that. And she gives me the
you
wink, like,
the
thank
kid,
you.
You told him you were going to take him.
Well, she told me to take him. So I was like, all right, come on, let's go, buddy.
DZ.
I was trying to help her.
You were trying to help her.
Let me tell you what. He behaved the rest of the way in the store.
He did.
He sat in the cart. He was nice. He didn't pull on nothing, ask for nothing.
Oh.
She looked at me, gave me the wink, the thumbs up, like, thank you, big dog. Appreciate you. So I might have traumatized him in the right way. I don't know.
I've never told my kids somebody's going to take them, but if that worked, maybe I will. And I'll do it in English. And I'll scream it. I'll be like, he's taking you!
Free kids!
Meanwhile, the guy down the aisle's like, no!
No, thank you!
Well, DZ, I'm proud of you. You helped out a mom. Who was struggling. And honestly, you really probably did help her. He'd be traumatized, but the mom's in a better place now.
He was good after a few seconds.
Fine.
I mean, and I told him. I was like, hey, man, you just like my son. You funny, man. You good. I'm not taking you. Don't
he's
worry.
Like, get away from me!
I said, said, I got two at home. I don't need you.
DZ's up for hire, everybody. If you want him to scare your kids, he'll traumatize them at the store in Spanish or English.
I'm Duolingo.
DM us. Hit us up. Drop the location.
The newest segment, Scared Straight on Kiss FM.
By DZ in Spanish.
Wepa.
All right. Am I the Jerk is coming up next. This one involves someone who basically decided to get a whole nother table when they were out with friends at a restaurant.
Wait, why?
I'll explain why. Don't want to sit with your people? You get a whole nother table?
Okay.
Are they the jerk? We'll tell you next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Somebody went and got a whole other table at a restaurant?
Why? Explain.
Okay.
Tell me.
She wants to know if she's the jerk for getting an entire new table for herself at dinner.
That sounds just way too petitious for me to say not the jerk, but I gotta hear it.
It does, but wait to hear her story. She said, Allie and DZ, I've been with my husband for 3 years. His mom has a habit of keeping me out of most of their functions with the excuse of, you work too much. That's not true, because sometimes I do make myself available, yet find myself excluded. Well, last week, his mom invited us for a dinner, a celebratory dinner at the restaurant after she completed her recovery. I let everyone know that I'd be there at 8. My husband obviously knew I was coming. I don't know what it was about, but whatever. Thing is, she must have had a surgery. When I arrived to the restaurant, I saw the table was full.
Mm-hmm.
All chairs had been taken, and I just stood there with this complete puzzlement while my husband and his mom just looked at me.
Hmm.
His mom then told me there was no place left for me.
Awkward.
And then I could either have my husband get up and take his seat.
Excuse me?
Or go home.
Excuse me?
Uh-huh. I was so upset, but instead of going home, I went and got a whole nother table for myself.
Bruh.
My husband and his mom watched with their eyes popping out of their heads like they saw something so shocking. I'm not going to lie, I did get weird looks from the guests, but so did my husband and his mom. It was awkward all around.
I mean, no kidding.
Everybody must have been so uncomfortable. She said, I had my dinner, dessert, went home. I saw him staring at me while I was making my way out. He got home an hour later, said I embarrassed him and his mom in front of her guests.
I mean, what?
I said, what was I supposed to do after I got denied a seat? And he told me that it wasn't his nor his mom's fault that guests arrived before her and took all the available chairs.
Excuse me?
She said, I don't get it. I really don't. Was my expectation really that entitled? I mean, as his wife, that he should have saved me a seat? Clearly, I'm missing something here. But I want to know if I'm the jerk for going and getting an entire another table, eating my dinner, and leaving.
Oh, man, this is awkward.
You shouldn't have gotten
belief.
A table. You should have gotten a divorce.
Yo, wow.
What the hell?
Yeah, this doesn't make sense.
It's so weird.
And sure, I get your work schedule might not be serving to always confirm your availability to be there or not, but
mm-hmm.
if you're going, you're going,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And if you show up, you're expecting to be seated.
How mean to get somewhere and they don't seat you. But that wasn't the am I the jerk that they didn't save her a seat.
Right.
We all would say right. yes to that.
Yes, yes,
the
definitely.
Am I the jerk is she the jerk for getting an entirely new table.
I hate to say it, man.
It's petty, but I'm here for it.
It's very petty. I'm not mad at her,
mm-hmm.
but I think this could have been handled differently. This was an at-home situation. She brought guests into it. She brought mom into it. She brought the restaurant into it. She added layers where this could have been a, uh-oh, I'm about to get it at home. And no, you about to get it at home. This was, for me, an at-home between us two conversation.
Ah.
Because this is now a relationship where the husband didn't save you nothing.
That's what I was going to say. Why does he get that decency of being at home in private when he's embarrassing her in public? Screw him.
I mean... He's doing it to her right now.
The
embarrassment happened after all of it collectively, right? He kicked it off by not saving her a seat. She continued it by going to get a table wherever close by so that everybody could see her enjoying her meal.
She did a whole display eating her dessert, hanging out.
She made a show, bruh. And I don't like that lifestyle for myself. So I think I'm calling her the jerk, given the context.
Stop it.
A little bit, man. I hate to say it because I feel crazy saying it.
Somebody said, girl, instead of an open table, get an open husband.
Oh, we.
Boom. 414-533-1037. Somebody texted in, such a boss move. Good for her.
I'm not mad at her for doing it. I'm a private person, and that was a couple's relationship thing that should have been handled at home.
For sure. Absolutely. We're going to talk to you next. We have a lot of texts coming in. I'm trying to read them all. Okay. Am I the jerk for getting an entirely another table at the restaurant? Next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss.
Presented by T-Mobile. the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
FM. I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
She wants to know if she's the jerk for getting an entirely new table after she showed up to the celebration for her husband and his mom. They didn't save her a seat. They didn't offer her one or anything. They just looked at her. So she got a whole other table.
Definition of petitious.
Yeah, I'm going to start today actually with Evelyn in Watertown. Let's start with her. A lot of the callers said, trigger.
Big trigger.
I don't know if it's because they don't like their mother-in-laws. I don't know if they fight. I don't know what the story is. I don't like if they don't like their husband.
Let's find out. Good morning, Evelyn.
Hey.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Listen, I have a husband. I had the same kind of situation. Oh. My husband's white. I'm Puerto Rican. Mm-hmm. It's always been a thing for a good 10 years. Mm-hmm. So we had kids. We grew up, whatever. However, my husband never gave me my place. This dude is the same way. She's not a jerk. DZ, I get what you're saying. Trust me, dude, I do. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. She does have some problems with this guy, but this guy needs to give her her place, her time, and that respect. The obviously, respect. He don't respect her.
Yep.
The mom does not respect her. Mm-hmm. So then why call her a wife if you ain't going to give her that opportunity in that plate, that table, totally. That chair, that seat?
That's her seat. That's your right hand.
Yeah, he's doing the exclusive, you mm-hmm. know, you can't sit at our table.
Right.
You can't sit with us.
Right.
So ridiculous. I exactly. agree. The so, man like, clearly should have done something.
So for me, she needs to go home. She needs to sit down and give him the X, Y, and Z on her place. And he needs to grow up and man up and say, yep, you're right. I mm-hmm. need to start doing this. You know, me and my husband, we went to counseling, and he finally got the clue. He got the picture.
He understood.
And, better.
And the place is he the understood. Place of respect. It's not saying you're woman, exactly. I'm man. The place that she's speaking of is the place of you are my partner.
It's got nothing to do with gender. I agree.
You are my other half.
Yep.
My yeah. arguable my better respect. Half.
100%. Yes. If you
exactly.
he didn't have her back.
Nope.
And when you're he in didn't. A relationship of any kind, you want them to have your back.
I would have been like, baby, sit on my lap. We're gonna eat together.
That would have been a solution, you know?
If he didn't get the chair for her, fine. Well, then get up and go sit with your wife.
Absolutely.
You're
right.
gonna leave her there. Like, hello, you just pretty much told her she's available. Mm-hmm. Go find you a new man. I think if you're going to act like that, that just speaks volumes
yeah.
to me.
Evelyn,
if your man
I feel
can't
like
sit
we're
up
good.
And stand
Evelyn.
Up to you, you're done.
Evelyn, we know you're triggered. We know you're triggered. Yes.
We agree.
You don't got to convince me no more.
I'm not triggered.
I'm changing my answer. She's not the jerk. She's not the jerk, okay? Are you happy?
I'm happy now.
No, we appreciate your call. Have a great day, all right?
Bye, Evelyn.
You too. Thanks, bye.
Peace.
All right, let's go to Amy in Muskego, another one who's going to be fired up this morning.
I already changed my answer. Don't yell at me no more.
Amy.
Good morning.
Can't touch this. No.
Good morning, my love.
Good morning.
What up?
I love you, but
are you triggered like Evelyn was, or what's going on here?
I am a little triggered because, listen, Linda, baby, that's your wife. That's who you got to go home and sleep with next to at night, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, mm-hmm. My opinion, you should have got up, you should have made room, got another chair. You knew your wife was coming. You can't sit here and tell me that, you know, didn't know she was coming.
Right.
Yeah.
And you're talking about y'all got embarrassed. How do you think she felt when y'all were like, oh, well, you know.
Oh, well, mm-hmm. sorry. No chairs, no place.
Yeah.
And now, come on now. Come on now,
we
buddy.
Agree.
Come on, yeah. She's saying not,
yeah.
not the jerk. Okay, Amy, say less. We appreciate
not
you.
Not the jerk. You go ahead. Come on now.
All right.
Amy, thank you for calling.
We'll talk to you later,
you're
fam.
You're welcome. I love you guys.
Love you back.
Love
peace.
You too.
All right.
Bye, Amy. Rico's last but not least in Milwaukee.
Two
Rico,
for two.
If he doesn't say he's in love with us as much as Amy does, he's fired and he's off the show.
You blocking him?
Yeah.
Come on, Rico.
Gas us up.
Come on. You know what to do. Payment first, man.
I love being honest. So I'm going to say not the jerk.
Yeah.
Okay. Sweet. In reality, I think the guy's kind of like a mama's boy, and he's probably got the mom in it, signing on a prenup, saying, you better do that. But in reality, you know, you need your own space. And if they're just kind of like sitting there and, oh, you don't need to be at the table, you know, just kind of indication, you know, she's not a jerk just going and sitting by herself, enjoying herself, having a good time, eat her dessert, walk out the door. That's fine. Mm-hmm. You know, go about your business. But yeah, it seems like the guy is just a mama's boy and mommy, save me. And, you know, I don't know, but yeah, in reality, she made a good decision. So
I have sons, and I don't want them to ever leave me, but I hope they do. And I hope they live their life, and I hope they respect the women or men or whoever they're with in their lives. And as much as I want to be important, I would snap as a mom if my son did this to his wife.
Listen,
this is crazy, man.
A proper mama's boy is going to be raised to treat his wife the best that he can.
Ah.
Yeah, and I guess he's on the downfall with that one. So that's kind of a failed art in these days.
Well, now when the mother takes and keeps control for life, though, that's when you get an improper mama's boy that's always under mother's wing, baby. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the problem.
Yeah, the one you catch at the house watching soap operas.
Yeah. The novelas. Rico, get out of here, man.
Oh, bye, Rico.
We'll talk to you later.
Peace. Love
you. Love, man. Peace. Have a great day.
The texts are so funny. People are so mad. Not the jerk. Her husband is a bleep. Somebody said, throw the whole man out and get a new one. She's not the jerk. And somebody else said, if he doesn't respect you now, he never will. He has his priorities all wrong. I want to say people can come around and show you respect after they haven't, but sometimes we see that.
Evelyn came in and swung the bat with the first one. She said, "Brush, he's not giving her place, the place of respect, the place of love, the place of I'm taking care of you. He didn't protect her in that moment and probably doesn't protect her in any other. Hate to say it."
Mm-mm. Somebody else said this. Oh, this is Christina with the blue hair. I'll leave you with this. She said, this girl is my idol. All I have to say is to her is not all heroes wear capes.
That part.
Get a better husband.
Some heroes go to hibachi.
The debate that went viral. Here we go again. Last time it was how we parted our hair, and now you want to talk about socks? Bring it.
There's always a debate. I'm here for it.
103.7 Kiss FM, Ali and DZ. We are talking about the viral sock debate because this started with the hair part. You can't part your hair on the side anymore. You're old.
You're old now.
You got to do it down the middle like we all did in the 90s. Now we're back to that.
You're back to the middle part?
I already did that in high school, okay?
No, thank you.
And I've seen your pics to prove it.
Ali said, it doesn't frame my face the way I want it to.
It really doesn't, though. But now everyone's getting into an argument about socks because millennials, which you're a millennial.
Yes.
I'm on the cusp. What's above millennial?
Boomers?
No, I'm not a boomer. My parents are boomers. You know what? Screw you, DZ. I hate you so much right now, dude. What's between millennials and boomers? You're such a jerk. You know what? I hate you so much.
I had to take that opportunity. Come on, man. You said, what's about millennials?
You're so rude, dude.
I can't breathe. I'm sorry.
You're such a jerk. Okay. Ooh,
okay.
What Collect is it yourself. Called? In between boomers and millennials.
I can't remember. I gotta be honest. What is the generation between?
Well, Gen Z is what Owen and Hudson are.
Right.
So, okay. So it goes millennial, which is what you are. You're 30.
Right.
I'm early 40s.
Yeah.
I'm on the cusp of whatever the hell's after that. What is it? Gen X? Am I Gen X?
Is that Gen X?
Because
you might be Gen X.
Owen and Hudson is Gen Z, and now the newest one is Gen Alpha, which Hudson technically would be Gen Alpha. He's 10.
Oh, he is Gen Alpha.
He's right at where it starts.
He's not Gen Z.
He's technically him and Owen they're both on the cusp.
They're on the cusp.
Yeah.
That's
so they
crazy.
Could be alphas too. But the debate is about socks and how ankle socks are now out and crew socks are in. And if you're not wearing crew socks, you're old.
So this is a real debate.
It's millennials and Gen Z. It's basically the Owen and the Hudsons fighting with the 30-year-olds, the youths, saying ankle socks are out. And honestly, my people wear ankle socks because of the way it makes my leg look.
Yeah, are you kidding me? Ankle socks just are the far superior sock with any shoe you're wearing.
Crew socks make my legs look fat in my opinion. That's just my personal opinion. I don't like crew socks.
The only time I wear crew socks is for sports, athletics.
That part.
Something where I need to protect my ankles.
Every day Owen leaves the house, he's going into middle school next year, in crew socks in the middle of his calf every day.
Long crew socks too.
No matter what he's wearing, he wants crew socks, and he'll pull them up. And I'm like, what's with the crew socks? So everybody started fighting online about you're not supposed to wear ankle socks anymore, or you're old, or you're a millennial. I'm like, well, then I'm old.
That's fine. I'm old. I'll stay old. I'll leave my no-shows. Is this why people have been looking at my ankles recently? Is this why I've been seeing kids looking at my ankles?
Maybe. Maybe.
Are they judging how old I am?
Yes.
Because I'm old, y'all.
They are. They are judging.
Wow.
Okay, I only wear ankle socks. That's it.
Yeah, I gotta think.
Oh, thank you to everyone. We're Gen X. Okay,
It is Gen X.
We have 500 texts. Gen X, thank you.
Good.
Okay, so what kind of socks are you wearing?
I'm a no-show ankle sock kind of guy. I've always been that way. Mm-hmm. I grew up in the era in the 90s where when we got the tube socks that our parents were wearing, we would roll them down, fold them under our ankles, so we made no-show socks out of them.
Yes.
That's how much we didn't.
That's how bad. I remember for years looking for a sock that you couldn't see when I wore my shoes. For years, they finally came out with it, and now you're going to tell me
that
I got to wear crew socks again? And whoever texted in, the Cankle crew is not switching to crew socks.
Thank you. The Cankle crew is not.
Thank you. Okay.
You could check my Cankles out all day for all I care. Nah, man.
What do you guys think? Are you going to switch your socks over? Somebody said, I can't stand seeing bare ankles when people wear long pants, trousers, or slacks. Okay, so here's the issue. Let's think this out for a minute.
Yeah,
are not wearing the length correctly. I feel like the younger generation does not wear pants long enough.
I don't feel
like they're okay with them being
floods.
And I think they look silly, but they'll wear pants that are too short on purpose. And then you can see their ankles, right?
Yeah.
Unless you're wearing skinny jeans, and then you can totally see someone's ankles, which would be the other alternative, right?
This is just such a wild debate to me, because the clear question, or not even the question, the clear answer is no shows. I don't care what you're doing. Unless you've got a cleat on your foot doing some athletic activity, you don't need no long socks on your body.
It's all visual. This is what somebody else texted, and they said, here's the irony, though. They wear the crew socks with shorts. And no socks with dress wear. There's kids and young guys wearing suits with no socks tailored above their ankles. You know what?
They don't know
how dumb they look sometimes.
That is true.
And I don't want to sound old, but I'm like, some of it doesn't make any sense. Like, you wear crew socks with... I didn't think about it like that. It's true.
The only thing that makes sense about this, Allie, is that it's only because they want to be oppositionists.
Whatever we say, they do the opposite?
They do the exact opposite. Think about it.
Whoever said, don't you remember in the 90s wearing crew socks and ruffling them? Yeah.
Oh, no.
In my senior picture, I have on like almost ruffled crew socks with white Nikes. I have it on Facebook right now, and I have like a Britney Spears private looking school skirt on. It's so bad, DZ. And these kids are doing the same thing now. And I want to go, I did that already.
I'm about to eat my words, Allie.
Why?
Oh, no, I'm about to eat my words. After you said the ruffled socks, I got the image of myself going to Walgreens the other day in shorts with my Crocs on.
Oh, no.
And ruffled crew socks. Oh, bro, who am I? What did I do?
Damn it, DZ.
What did I do? Am I a Gen Z?
Dun, dun, dun. 414-533-1037. The phones are hot right now. The texts are hotter. You can call or you can text that number, 414-533-1037. The viral sock debate. Are you not allowed to wear ankle socks anymore? Is this where we're at?
Are we aging ourselves now?
No, maybe. Okay, next. DZ just said it perfectly. How many things come back to weight and how you feel? Because somebody texted in and said, ankle socks elongate your leg. Crew socks cut your leg shorter. This is why I said I look bigger when I have I don't like crew socks. They make me look bigger. And my legs look fatter, in my opinion. I don't like that word. But you know what I mean?
No,
it squeezes them in. And then they look like they're poofing out.
You get the little fupa of the calf or whatever, wherever it is. And then you roll the sock down and you got all the lines from the tightness of the sock.
It's like... like, yeah, it's like for people with skinny calves mm-hmm. or skinny legs.
And I ain't got neither.
Neither. Thank you. And by the way, we're talking about the viral sock debate because they're saying that millennials are now old if they wear ankle socks. And anyone who wears an ankle socks, it's like the hair debate of the part down the middle. And I just want to let everyone know that my 80-year-old dad wears crew socks. So
just so y'all know, Pop is wearing crew socks.
You high schoolers literally look like my dad in shorts and crew socks and tennis shoes in Florida right now. Just saying.
That's the style, though.
That's what you look like.
You think you're like disrespecting them or you're making them realize that they look
they
crazy?
They don't get it.
They love their grandparents' clothing right now.
They literally do.
They're raiding grandpa's closet for them crew socks.
Every like kid at the gym wearing my dad's clothes.
Loving it. Loving it.
True.
Are Sperry's making a comeback?
They might be. They might be. Let's go to the callers. We'll start with Brenda in Milwaukee this morning. Hi, Brenda. How's it going?
Good morning.
Hi. Good morning. I'm not at El Rey today.
Oh, she's not at the store today.
Well, that's okay because today we're talking socks. Wait, what generation are you, Brenda?
First, yeah.
How old are you?
My kids call me a boomer all the time.
Well,
but
how
I'm 50.
Old are you? You're how old?
51. 51.
Oh, you,
51.
Well, you might be Gen X. She's Gen X. She's
Gen
not
X
a boomer.
For sure, no.
She's not a boomer. No, she's Gen X.
Okay.
A boomer is like my parents.
80s.
Like 80s.
Right.
Like, yeah, we're not.
Yeah, but anytime I say anything or I wear something I think is cool, I'm a boomer.
They hit you with the okay, boomer.
You're so old.
Yeah, yes, yes.
But now, what kind of socks do you wear then, boomer? No jokes.
I wear ankle socks. I wear ankle socks, same. But I'm not opposed to the tube socks. I like, you know, I like everything.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I tell my kids since they were little, and they're grown now. But I used to read the story to them, the Dr. Seuss, the Sneeches. You know how some of them had stars on their bellies and some of mm-hmm. them didn't?
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, this man comes into town, and he's, like, selling, he has this big machine that puts stars on bellies,
uh-huh.
and then everybody got stars on their bellies.
Okay.
And
nobody
then
was special.
Ones that had, yep, and then everybody was special, but then the ones that used to have stars on their bellies, he had a machine to take the stars off the bellies. That's how I feel this is. Huh. It's just like, okay, now... leggings are in, leggings are out.
Well, it's everything comes and goes. It's the same reason I'm mad I threw all my clothes from high school out because they'd be so
in style
right now. Absolutely. I would be so cool if I wore my high school clothes right now.
Mm-hmm.
My big but mom jeans to my boobs.
I think kids should.
I said
kids
what I said.
Stop saying what's cool and what's not cool. They're not the ones
gatekeepers,
who,
Brenda.
They act like the gatekeepers, though, Brenda.
They sure do, and Lord. They're going to keep doing it. So I'm just going to roll my eyes like they roll their eyes at us, and we're going to move on. But Brenda, we're with you. Good analogy. Thanks for calling.
Appreciate
today.
You. Have a great day.
Bye.
Bye. We'll talk to you later.
Let's go to Tegan in Kenosha this morning. Tegan, we're talking about the viral sock debate. Basically, Gen Alpha and Gen Z,
mm-hmm.
which is the youngest generation.
Right.
Below millennials are saying millennials and anyone above wearing ankle socks, we are so out of touch.
What's your generation and what's your sock game like?
Yeah.
Millennial.
Okay.
This has me going this morning, but millennial. And it is ankle socks or no show all day.
Forever. Wepa, thank you.
All day, every day. Or you're getting my ankles.
I must say, these kids are taking my side part, they're taking my skinny jeans, they're taking my full-length shirt, leave my socks alone.
Please, if you do anything,
she
leave my socks alone.
Tegan said I had to wear a crop top, damn it. This is where we went off to.
She draw the line at the Hanes socks, though. Leave my Fruit of the Looms.
My little brothers that are 19 and 17, I will not take fashion advice from the generation that eat Tide Pods.
Thank you.
Ain't happening.
That's such a viral comeback. Like, I keep seeing that. Isn't this a generation that ate Tide Pods?
She almost made me braid my headphones. She's so right about that. I'm not listening to y'all.
Oh, Tegan, we're with you. We're with you. So thanks for calling. She says she's wearing ankle socks all day, every day.
Have a great day, yeah. Tegan. Mm-hmm.
Bye.
She said ankle socks forever.
Megan's in Muskego this morning. Megan, we are talking about the viral sock debate. They say if you don't wear crew socks, you're not cool. If you wear ankle socks, you're out of touch. Millennials are supposed to be aware of, and anyone after.
Gen X.
Gen X, if you're me. We're not cool. What do you think?
I wonder what generation started this debate.
Well, I guess I'm getting old because I wear ankle socks. It's funny. I was laughing so hard in the car because I'm right at the end of millennial.
Same. I'm like, on the cusp. We're in our early 40s. Yeah. Uh-huh.
But my husband is right at the beginning of Gen X. And he wears crew socks.
Really?
So this is the thing, though. You can be that age and still wear what the young kids wear, but I feel stupid sometimes when I wear what they're wearing.
Because they make us feel stupid about it.
But I feel like I'm trying too hard. You know, if I go out and wear their outfit, I'm like, this isn't... You look crazy.
Hold on, though, Allie. You just said, and you're forgetting, it's not their outfit. It's all your old clothes.
It is my old clothes.
You hear me? You're right. So who's really the originators of it, man? They're trying to act like they're starting something brand new I got tube socks that are older than they are.
Megan, you know you can visualize my old dad in Florida in his shorts and crew socks. Yeah. You know you can see it. That's funny. What they look like. They look just like my old dad.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm not even kidding.
Because when the crew socks started to come back, my mom and dad were like, oh, that's like what my parents used to wear when I was growing up. That's so old.
They were dad socks, and you'd have like New Balances on, and it'd be like the old dad. Now you can wear New Balances.
Literally my dad now, too. But
remember that? When you'd be like, oh, there's my dad. Yeah.
I remember. You'd get the 20-pack for Christmas, and you'd have those socks all year long, trying to hide them from everybody so you ain't get ribbed. I remember.
And my dad has the New Balance shoes for mowing the lawn.
Oh, those are cool now. Don't forget, New Balance is cool now, y'all.
Oh, wow. Okay, this is good. Hey, thank you for calling, Megan. I'm reading the text. That's why I'm laughing to myself.
Thank you.
We appreciate you. Have a good one.
Somebody texted in, millennial here, F them kids, ankle socks forever.
That's what I'm saying.
Somebody else texted in, no way I'm going back to scrunch socks, crew socks, ankle socks, and no-shows because I'm Gen X. We don't care what anyone thinks. We wear what we want. That's such, yes, you do get to a point where you're like, I don't care.
Once you get older, I guess.
Last but not least, we do have a boomer on the phone, finally.
We do got a boomer on the phone. Now that you mention it.
Tony's in Racine. He's going to kill us.
Hey, boomer.
I shouldn't make that joke. I got mad when DZ did it.
Says she just had to pass it along. That's all.
Well, and I know Tony's only 30. I know you're like 30 years old, Tony. You're not a boomer. You're a millennial, right?
We act like boomers.
I'm 35, but I feel older. Just like you're 45, feel younger.
Who said, I'm not 45.
There.
Watch yourself. I'm 44.
Boy, don't get hung up on.
Until next week.
Tony. Chill out.
Screw you. Okay, so Tony, what kind of socks do you wear?
I'm between, literally, there's no in between. It's a no-show sock, the thinnest sock possible, or tube socks.
So there's no like half ankle.
Tube socks or crew sock? What's a tube sock?
So the tube sock is just a long crew sock.
Longer crew sock up to your knee.
It goes above your calf because what happens with the crew socks, I got big calves, and they stretch out, so then now they never pull back up. So I got to go tube socks, so that goes over my calf.
Oh, I have it where they just squeeze my leg, and it looks like there's fat sticking out everywhere. Tony's like, no, I got it where I can't. It's too much. Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
Some people use them for compression. I know why people sometimes choose the long socks. These kids don't need them for diabetic compression reasons, y'all.
Kids don't even know kids don't even know the real reasons we should be using compression yet. They haven't gone through those things yet.
True.
You know it, and I know it.
They think they're just cool.
Please, give me a break.
Sure.
Of course, Tony's a half boomer in between talking about both.
Here's a great question. Somebody said, so what are we supposed to wear with joggers? Yeah, because I would only wear ankle socks with joggers. I can't imagine wearing a crew sock.
They're wearing crews.
So wait, the jogger would be constricted at the bottom, right? I picture a jogger is sweatpants that have an elastic band at the end of some form, thick or small.
So they're putting socks on, then joggers last, and letting them just kind of do what they do. I've even seen some people tuck the jogger inside of the sock.
What? I can see it with slides. I can't see it with anything else, though.
Man, I'm telling you, these kids are wild. I don't know either.
Tony, thanks for calling.
We don't know, Tony.
No problem.
Appreciate
we don't
you.
Know either.
Conversation terminated. Peace.
Bye. Wow. Lots of texts. We will try to read them all. You guys are amazing. It says none of Gen Z can call in to defend themselves because they're all too young.
They ain't got phones.
They're still in school.
They might be grounded.
Whoopsie.
Sorry.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I'm excited.
I know. Me too. And speaking of big things happening this summer in Milwaukee, very shortly, we're going to have a chance for you to win tickets to the Harley Davidson Homecoming Festival. Hold on.
That's right. Soon.
Hold on. We got to take care of business first.
Right.
Okay. We are talking about how long it takes you to get ready. Our boss brought his dog in. Let's go.
Allie's distracted because there's a dog in the
Kids
building
and
now.
Dogs make me lose my mind. We're going to say hi to that dog. But we're talking about how long you need.
The shortest time you need to make plans. Get ready.
Saucy Sandra wrote in because she heard what I said about how I need control, so I like to know how my day is going to be planned out.
Right.
She said, now you see where I struggle to not cut neighbors' grasses. It's the control. Saucy, my point was I go to therapy for that. You can't control everything and everyone. And just, you have to work on these things, Saucy.
Just because you make the acknowledgement doesn't make it okay.
The self-awareness is the first step, is my point.
But it's not the last.
It's not that part. Let's go to the phones. Julian is calling in South Milwaukee. He's on day two. He might get a theme song.
Okay, Julian. Good morning.
Julian.
Good morning. Good morning.
Hi. How long do you need before you go somewhere and make plans? Do you need a long notice or doesn't matter?
Yeah.
Usually, like if it's same day, depending on what it is, I give me an hour and I'm ready and I'm ready to go.
See, like you, DZ.
Is this a dude thing?
I think maybe it's a guy thing too. Maybe because we don't take as long to get ready. We just throw on our clothes and go.
That part, because it's a lot of times people are like, "Do you want to go do something?" And if my hair is like, if I have to wash my hair. We're talking like an hour or two before I can even show up. And now I'm just not in the mood. I'm like, no, it's too much work.
So you go through the process in your brain and go, I'm not about to spend the next 3 hours to just go out for 1 hour, but maybe two.
Right. But if you want to go for a walk or something I don't have to get ready for, that's different.
That makes sense. No, that makes sense.
Yeah. So, okay. Julian says an hour or less.
Tops.
Okay. Julian, I love it, man. Have a good day.
Thanks, you too.
Peace, man. Talk to you tomorrow for day three.
Mm-hmm. Amanda's in Waukesha. Theme song, Amanda, because we have two Amandas in Waukesha.
Not to call the non-theme song a phony, but we know the Amanda in Waukesha with the song.
Right, that part. Amanda, good morning.
Good morning, good morning.
Hey, how do we feel about the last minute? Do you want to go out? Do you need time to get ready or what?
Talk to us.
Just don't call me. Just don't even do it.
Wow.
I can't do it.
Oh, because I bet, you know what? Does it then stress you out that they've invited you now and you don't want to go or you can't go?
Get FOMO?
Yeah.
All of it.
Yeah.
All of it.
Yep.
If it's last minute, I don't know what to expect. I don't know who's going to be there. I don't know if I'm going to be ready on time. I don't know if I'm going to have fun. I don't want to do it anymore.
It's the unknown. I don't know what to expect. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I learned now, though, that Allie needs no time to cancel plans if there's a dog.
That is so true.
You know what? You're right. I saw a dog and it was over.
When you're right, dog.
Dogs and kids, they melt my heart.
Roof.
People suck, but yeah. Dogs and heart and kids.
I'm an introverted extrovert is what my husband calls me. Uh-huh. I can extrovert with the best of them, but it takes all my energy.
Yes. Yes.
So then
I
if
feel
someone's
that.
Like, hey, do you want to do this later? I know you have plans in the morning. I'm like, no.
Yeah, you're an introvert. You're just an introvert. You're doing the social. You have the social skills
she
to get
can
along.
Force herself to be extra.
But if it totally sucks the life out of you, you're an introvert. If it feeds you, you're an extrovert like us.
I need a nap.
Yeah, you're an introvert. I hear it. I get it. So
we appreciate you,
thanks,
Amanda. Great to hear from you, too.
Yep. Thanks, guys.
Last but not least, Aaron's in Racine. Quick, Aaron, we are running out of time because we have to give away Harley Davidson Homecoming Festival tickets, which is exciting. But we're going to talk to you quick. Aaron.
Hey.
Hey.
Morning.
We're talking about what's the shortest time you need to make plans?
Yeah.
The shortest time that I need, it all depends on if I actually want to really do it. If I really want to do it, it's just a few hours. And it also depends on the day of the week. If it's on a Thursday, like, no, I just want to go home and I just want to lay around. But if it's the weekend, makes a difference.
Okay.
But if I really don't want to do it, it's like, no, you know, I've got so much cleaning to do. I'm kind of like that introverted extrovert, too.
Every excuse comes out.
Energy.
When you don't want to do it, every excuse comes out.
Well,
listen, man.
I don't want to do what I don't want to do.
My grass is too long. I can't go out the house.
This is not, we're going extrovert, introvert. This is just, I don't want to do what I don't want to do. That's what that is, you guys. And
well,
I get that.
That's true, too.
Mm-hmm. You do what we want.
I am the party starter, but I'm also like, I just, the social thing, literally I have to recover for 3 days after.
Yeah, that's introvert stuff. I get that, dude. You guys need time. You have to, it does not feed you.
The bounce back ain't real like
when
that.
I'm around people, I want to be more around people. That's what it feeds me. Right? And then I'm in a better mood. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Someone says, hey, I got concert tickets for you, like for a concert I want to go to. Like, hell yeah, I'll be there in 2 hours.
Tops.
Well, yeah, obviously.
Of course, Aaron. Come on now.
Thanks, Aaron.
We appreciate you. Right. Bye.
So the shortest amount of time, DZ's like an hour. I'm like 7 days.
Basically.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.